The high-risk juvenile offender bill would require judges in most cases to order psychological assessments of anyone under 18 before they're waived into adult court. Cases involving first-degree intentional homicide or rape are exempted from that requirement, but those offenders would still have a chance to appeal for reversing the waiver to get back into the juvenile system. Legislative Council attorney Ann Sappenfield says the reverse waiver would affect people like Eric Hainstock, convicted of killing his high school principal.
That's more the focus for his type of case. But where it's a lesser offense, right now it appears the court has the authority to do the psychological exam if they have concerns, but this would require it if anyone raises concerns.
Opponents of the bill are worried about its cost. The bill would require the state through the Department of Corrections to cover an estimated $5 million over the next 2 years to pay for juveniles who would otherwise be sent to adult prisons. State Senator Alberta Darling says she hopes that expenditure will be cut when the legislature debates the bill later this year.
That's the problem with this committee. Some of us feel like it should be your opinion on the content, and others feel like the process. I'm going to vote for it, but I don't support a lot of the initiatives that are in it.
The bill heading to the legislature does not include an even more costly plan many child advocates supported that would have committed the state to building new, smaller juvenile detention centers that have proven successful in reducing youth recidivism in Missouri and several other states. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.